Kratos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Hey, today's five spot. We're going to try and help Bruce St. James out.
Thank you.
He is in for Chad. And if you just joined us, he told us the story about his mom, who is now here in the Valley. And he's trying to find a place for her to live because she's suffering from Alzheimer's. And it's a very difficult process to try and navigate that, Bruce. As her son, you want the best for her.
Right.
You love her dearly. And so we're going to take some calls from people who went through this.
Okay.
With a parent with dementia or Alzheimer's, and they're going to try and give you some advice.
God knows I need it.
Yeah, we all need advice. And this is a hard one. So let's start with Stephanie in Phoenix on KTAR. Stephanie, what's your advice for Bruce?
My advice is that things are going to get a lot more difficult. My grandmother, we just finally had to put her in a place. We had cameras in her house, outside of her house. We had a GPS in her purse before we took away the car. But what got dangerous was her opening the door and talking to strangers, believe it or not.
Wow.
Stranger danger got bad. She was talking to people that we didn't know and was telling them things that they shouldn't know. And it got really dangerous there. And then plus she was checking her mail like 85 times a day in the middle of the night.
You're describing my mom.
It just got really dangerous.
Yeah. Is she describing your mom?
She's describing mom a lot of ways. She'll answer unknown phone calls and have conversations with people because she's lonely. So the scammers, she sits there and talks to them.
That's why I think a place that she can go where, and you said it, they have a happy hour.
Yeah.
They bring in a band.
Yep.
They'll
movie night.
Play a game, movie night, and she could be involved in that. Let's go with Darren in Anthem on KTAR. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. What's your advice for Bruce? What did you go through?
I searched for a while for a place for my mother when she was elderly. Unfortunately, she passed. Yeah. But I worked in a healthcare facility, a skilled nursing facility, long-term care for over COVID, before COVID and through COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you get very attached to the patients and they become a part of your life 8 hours a day. And you care for them like you do your own family. My best advice is to get to know the administration. Those are the people you really want to get to know, the people that collect the money. Mm. If they're there just for the money, you're going to sense it right away.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a money market, honestly, and it's a sad, sad thing. But that would be my best advice. Is if you're gonna seek out a place, I've kind of got to know a little bit about Retreat at Alameda, and it's a very clean place. It's very well kept.
I'm writing it down.
Amazing. They're amazing people, but it depends on where you live. Also, you want to be close to her. I live in the North Valley, and Retreat at Alameda is the place I would have taken my mother, but it would have been very close to my home.
Got it. Okay.
Grandmother passed away from Alzheimer's, and that was very difficult to walk in and her not know who you are or call you, you know, by your dad's name. It can be very difficult, and my heart goes out to you.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Thank you. Bruce, do you have to prepare for the day day? Do you have to, like...
I know enough about this to know where it goes.
Right.
And, you know, I've had this conversation with mom sometimes. And we talk about it, you know, when she asked me, what do you think I have? And I said, you know, the reality is there's going to come a time when you don't recognize me. And you don't know me. And she goes, that'll never happen. I go, well, here's the good news. You won't know the difference.
I know.
I will.
You will.
I said, the good news is it won't be you will not be able to know that you forgot me.
Yeah.
Every day I walk in, I'll be a new person. It'll be tough for us to
adjust. Hard for you, and she's gonna it'll be scary for her because she doesn't know who's sitting with her.
Exactly.
She doesn't know that it's you.
Every day is a brand new day full of strangers. That's scary.
We're giving Bruce some advice. His mom has Alzheimer's.
You guys are awesome, by the way. Thank you.
And yeah, I mean, you know,
I realize a lot of people are going through this. And again, just looking at the number of facilities in the Valley, and I think we visited five of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're practically full. I mean, there's a lot of people in need of independent, assisted, and or memory care, which I've learned all the differences of those, too.
Jim in Mesa, what can you tell Bruce?
Hi, Bruce. Hey, when we put a family member into a care home, we called around to the local fire stations.
Ooh.
So as we narrowed it down to facilities that we had good feelings with, I work for a Valley Fire Department.
Got
it. We get to see nursing homes 24 hours a day from a very, very intimate perspective.
Sure.
Call your local fire station and ask them who treats the patients the best at 2 in the afternoon and 2 in the morning.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you for that. That is amazing.
I never would have thought that.
Neither would I.
Let's squeeze in finally. Chris in Goodyear. Go ahead with Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, Bruce. My heart goes out to you. I lost my mother-in-law from dementia, but on top of that, she had a coronary heart disease, heart operating at 25%. She was diabetic. She refused to believe that she had any condition.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had to put her there. But when we went there, you know, they're going to show you everything they want you to see. They're going to show you the cleanest parts of the facility. They're going to give you the walk and talk. But ask them, I want to sit down and see what the nursing staff looks like at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the overnight help.
In the morning, if she falls out of bed, yes.
Right.
So what's going to happen? Then, so go unexpectedly and just watch the cafeteria. Is the staff helping the residents during mealtime, or do they just throw a burger and fries and smear everything and ketchup and walk away from them? What do they do about them? Yeah, and if you want to see what it looks like on the other side, the doors usually have a numeric keypad that, you know, that you have to have the code to get through.
Sure.
But 9 out of 10 of them, the code's going to be 2023 pound because they change it every year to the current year.
Oh, gosh.
So if you want to see what's going there and take, 9 out of 10 of them do that.
All right. I got it. All right.
It's like the password is password.
Go in and watch everybody eat and watch how they're treated while they're eating.
Yeah.
It's little things.
No, I think that's makes what a we lot learned. Of sense. And the fire department?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, prayers to your mom, man. I'm going to keep her in my prayers. Because that's just got to be so tough as a son trying to deal with, how to take, good care of your mom with Alzheimer's. So thanks, everybody, for calling on 5 Spot. I think it was helpful. I hope it was helpful.
Agreed.
All right.
Thank you.